The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he confuses the shit out of listeners on this show because they think he's either a straight guy or a black guy. He is the funniest homosexual comedian I've ever met. Please welcome Mr. JP.
He didn't say the only one.
No, I've got a guy that I've actually been in contact with.
I bet you have.
He's congratulations. He's from the New York City area, and he's going to be traveling through, so we may have him on.
Fantastic.
Right.
Maybe I doubt it. Is he gay, too?
He is gay,
well,
too.
Then you're not going to have him on the show. You don't want your house fucked up like that.
That's true.
I could take that night off. You could have three gay guys here. That would work out perfect.
Great.
Actually, I'm in for that.
Yeah. I'm sure you are. But also, he is another excellent stand-up comedian. He is the 2021 funniest person in Wichita, Kansas, none other than the wreck himself, Mr. Derek Alders. Bam.
Listen to that crowd.
Yeah.
Funny,
nobody ever cheers for me.
There is no Derek, only Zool.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
He's
the key master.
He's the creator of the new.
I hope you're the gatekeeper.
He's the creator of the new hit single that has yet to come out, which is Little Ass Dick. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, I got bars.
There was so many comments of that.
I got bars on bars.
Uh-huh. It's like, this was straight fire.
Somebody tagged Little Dickie in it.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Oh, that's fucking great. But anyways, yeah, we've got an excellent show this week. We've got a lot of playoff football to go over. We've got, the normal stuff, the overrated, underrated. Google this, questions, preguntas, and as always, a draft, and knock it all off with that shitty situation at the end. But before we get into all of that stuff, we're going to get into what happened to us over the last week. And as always, we call that the week recap. JP, let's kick it off, dude.
Awesome, man. I had a great week.
It sounded like you did.
I did, man. I really did. I bowled twice again.
Nice.
Because that's what cool people do.
or gay people do.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, man. I went to the casino.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Play cards or?
Okay. Yeah. I played cards. I played some.
Did you play blackjack? They don't have poker anymore.
No, I played Texas Hold'em.
The Ultimate Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. Which if you're not lucky on right away, just stop playing.
Uh-huh.
If you're hitting, stay on it, hit it hard, and then get out.
Play every
hand. It's hard. Yeah, you got to play almost every
hand. Is it like a slot machine poker deal?
No, it's a table game.
I don't want to explain it to you because you're not that smart and take too long.
That's totally true.
I dealt it at the casino for a little bit.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I lost my ass. I didn't make any money playing poker or anything like that, but I walked out of there with almost $1,000.
What? How'd you do that?
Well, he walked in with $2,000.
Yeah.
So that's how he walked out.
No, I walked in with $300.
Oh,
I was up $700.
Then what'd you hit?
I was there for 6 hours, and most of it was in the bathroom.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Telling you what, at $550 a pop.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of blowjobs.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got it done in 6 hours.
Yeah, part-time work. No insurance, though. Yeah. Hours are kind of shitty.
Couple were the table minimum.
Yeah.
Table minimum.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they just flip you that one chip and they laugh and laugh.
That's right. That's right.
But you do what you got to do.
But no, seriously, we had some comments over the weekend on that. I think a couple TikToks, but apparently people thought you were a black guy.
Yeah, they did. They did. One guy even went as far to say, I thought he'd be more muscular. Hey, man. I'm not muscular enough for you. Come on, man.
I don't know. I'd say you're pretty shredded, I think.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I got like a 3-pack.
Yeah, that'll work.
clearly that guy cannot see JP is in white face.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's a little loud.
Oh, God. I hate the way you do this to my people.
Well, your people suck.
Anything else you do? That was fun?
Not really.
Not really?
No. Okay. I told you, man, I don't really do a whole lot.
I know you don't. I bet you smoked a lot of weed.
I did.
Okay.
That's fine. Of course I did.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you? It makes everything better. It's like bacon.
Yeah. How about you, Derek? What did you do over the last weekend?
Well, I went to a funeral.
That's always fun.
Yep.
Way to lighten the load on this show.
Yeah, well, no, I know, man. It should have been you.
Thanks. There it is.
That's what he put on the card. Should have been Scotty.
That's how I signed the guest book.
He went up during, if anybody has anything they'd like to say.
I brought my own picture of Scotty to put on the casket. Just so I could have something to jerk off to later.
Well, congratulations on getting a load out. I know it's been a while.
Yeah, so I did that, and then... Went to lunch with my wife after the funeral. And then I decided what I wanted to do was something I haven't got to do in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Troll in person.
Oh,
that is the best.
Yeah,
I went to a local sports bar here, Emerson Biggins.
Oh, fun!
That was standing room only, and I cheered for the Jaguars like a motherfucker.
Yeah, awesome. Baby,
that is like.
Unfortunately, you didn't cheer hard enough.
Yeah, I know, but
that would have been fun
doing that in person and watching everybody else sitting at my table just like
cringe.
We cannot
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
What was the best, I think, is they had a rerun from SmackDown on there. And my buddy Toby is who I met up there. My wife and I met my buddy Toby, her buddy. I met her through him. He's a good dude. He's funny. He's a very, very big dude.
Muscular?
You would see that dude as a fucking bouncer somewhere. Like, he is a big, burly fucking dude.
See, man?
And
all big, burly dudes don't have to be, like, ripped.
No.
Yeah, right.
No, I wouldn't fuck with him.
I wouldn't. I would.
And he actually, I got him to ask the bartender because he comes there like every day. So no matter what, even if it's full, he has a table that has a reserve sign on it that nobody can sit at.
That's fucking dope.
So we get sat at, we're all, there's like seven of us standing around this table, and they finally find a bigger table that we get to migrate to. And
migrate.
That's what we did. We migrated. And I see on the little TV that they got WWE on. And they got the Chiefs, of course, on like all five big screens and the sound and everything going. And Toby goes up and asks the bartender. I said, hey, you should ask her if she'll change it to the WWE on the big screen and put the sound on. It's like the beginning of the third quarter. She changes the small TV off of fucking WWE to like fucking I don't know what it was. And so I was like, oh, she took it off the WWE. It was a rerun of SmackDown. So I'm like, she took it off that TV. And he goes, hang on a minute. I know the manager. And he goes and he gets the manager, and he has the manager at least put the WWE back on the small TV. I didn't even want to watch it. I just thought it would be funny to ask. Like, hey, can you change this playoff game to this rerun of SmackDown?
Yeah.
So then I'm watching the game Sunday night, and he randomly texts me, and he goes, WWE SmackDown results. Kevin Owens lays out the bloodline by himself ahead of the 2023 Royal Rumble. In case I'm like, how do you know this shit? You don't even watch it. So I had a fucking blast hanging out with him. He's a good dude.
That's good. He's hysterical.
So
that's good.
He kept looking over at me going, I can't take all these fucking, you got to quiet down.
you should have been the one to get your ass whipped.
And that was right. I got there in time to watch KU get blown out by fucking 22. Oh, so I'm like, yeah, 24.
We'll get there.
It was fantastic.
It was. Did you do anything else that was actually worthwhile?
I spent the next day very hungover. Okay. But goddamn, did I have a good time.
That's fucking awesome. That's good that you do that. I had a fucking excellent week.
That pisses me off.
I did. I had an excellent
week. Keep laughing, assholes. Week.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We gotta go.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I had an excellent fucking week. Put it this way. I get all of my snowboard gear from a place here in town.
No, not the snowboard. Oh, yeah.
Again with the snowboard.
I'm almost ready, okay?
God damn.
I wish you would just fucking go already.
I'm trying to.
Hit a tree and die.
I may move out there and never come back.
Please That's do. Fine, too.
But that also means you'll never have a show again.
Or we'll get our own show.
And it's okay. Even better.
All right. Yeah. But no, they ended up, and it's a great place. It's an excellent place here in Wichita. Everybody there is fucking cool. But I ordered.
They have to be. There's no mountains here.
I know. That's the only place around.
Please, yeah. For the love of Christ, buy our snowboard.
We have no mountains in Kansas.
You want to go snowboard at the
I'll tow you behind my Jeep.
Oh, they do it the right way. They schedule trips and stuff like that and bus tours to go to cool mountains.
What
and
place
stuff.
Is this?
The Slope.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah,
they're awesome people.
They really are really cool people.
And it was unfortunate because I ordered my snowboard boots, and they have to be very specific
because
to
the they're bindings. Bindings. Yeah, they're binding. Right?
The binding, the whole binding thing again.
Anyways, it turns out that they order direct from the manufacturer because that's how they make a profit. They get a wholesale price.
For sure.
And so that makes perfect sense. Well, it turns out that I probably wouldn't get the boots from them on time for my trip. So I end up having to get a refund for my money and order them through Amazon, and I'll have them in 4 days. And that just kind of sucks because I really appreciate that store. I buy out all my other shit
well,
there.
Well, if you appreciate it, push your fucking trip back a week.
I can't kind of do that. Yeah,
you can prepare even more for it. Think how much more you could prepare.
That's all, it's already in.
Maybe you should have got your boots a long time ago.
It is also coming up. It's not.
I don't think bindings were invented a long time ago.
That's true. They must be new.
Yeah. But no.
As much as we talk about
not
them.
This like year. PS6. Not this year, but next year is me and my wife's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So I'm pretty pumped with that. So that we've started looking for places to go. And you know, like Derek.
I think I know the perfect spot.
Mexico?
No, Binding Factory.
Take the tour.
Yeah.
You get a free binding at the end. It'll absolutely be awesome.
No, Scotty, go to Tijuana. Make sure you wave a gun around. It'll be a great time.
I'm sure she's into bindage.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she is. She is actually talking me into going to like the ski resorts that are on the other side of the mountain of in Colorado.
What about the ones on the other side of
Derek,
the world?
Derek,
no.
It's the other side of the mountain. I'm so excited.
It's fucking awesome.
Fuck. What
away.
Is your problem,
I'm
man?
So excited. I want to move there. That's what
please
I want.
Do. Yeah, like, for real, man. I will fucking help you.
Don't ever sucks. Pizza. French fry the whole time.
You can't pizza or French fry or on French a snowboard, fry. Buddy.
Get two snowboards. They're called skis.
They're
dickhead.
Called skis.
Yeah.
You can rent them.
Yeah, you can. I bet you can get bindings on them.
Like yeah, I think they're self-binding as well.
Yeah, they kind of are. But no, I have also been not wanting to watch a particular show on HBO because I have to binge shows that are supposed to be really good. And that is The Last of Us. Have you seen it
I
at all?
I haven't seen any of it.
Okay. I played the game and it was fucking
phenomenal.
It was fucking phenomenal. But now they have a show on HBO and they're doing the HBO thing, which is releasing an episode.
I heard it
was
phenomenal.
Yes. And they're releasing an episode every week, which pisses people like me off because I want to watch and binge the whole thing. So don't spoil it for me, you fuckers.
I'm not even going to watch
it. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to go home and research it, and I'm going to tell you everything about it the next time
I'm on the
show.
I've already played the game. It's the same thing, so I know what's happening.
What do you mean don't spoil it? I read the book, but I mean...
But, you know, the movie could be different.
It could be different, exactly. But last but not least...
They might not actually like the green eggs and ham.
Spoiler alert, it's just somebody playing the game the whole time.
Yeah, it's a guy just live streaming on Twitch.
Just live streaming the game.
So I was way behind on the times, apparently, I guess. Like, today is the
You're just now getting bindings.
Yeah,
no kidding.
True. Yeah. But no, today was the first time I really have gotten on Facebook for quite a while. And I found out there was this like police scandal in some county where some chick like
the chick that fucked the whole department.
Yeah, that girl.
I love that girl.
No.
Oh, I
not
love her.
Not as much
her.
As the rest of the department.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, I was so jealous. Oh. I never wanted to be a cop so bad in all my life.
Something tells me that they probably wouldn't want to go after you though, JP.
Well, if I was her, obviously they would.
Okay, well. That's fucked up. Like, it was like eight dudes.
Is it though?
Kinda. She was.
Have
like,
you ever worked in the restaurant industry?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I said. Have you never
same
fucking worked
thing.
At an Applebee's, bro?
Yeah. Same thing.
Sometimes in the same night.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
This was like on government property / in the cop
good
car.
For
I mean,
them.
If you're gonna do it and you're
good
on duty.
Good for them. One of my old car. One of my old clerks from the convenience store that I worked at.
Yeah.
Was it Dante?
She used to fuck a lot of cops.
Damn, oh, really?
Yeah. She would. They would come pick her up and then fucking drop her back off.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. She was awesome.
That's.
She was my favorite clerk ever.
That's great.
I lived vicariously through her for a lot of nights.
I'm sure you did. But last but not least, I did want to give a shout out. We've got some listeners that messaged us. They've been longtime listeners, Callie and Peyton Blakely. They have a GoFundMe that's up, and it's for something that is serious. They are trying to have a baby. It's
why? Why the fuck would you want to have a baby?
They are different than we are, Derek. They want to.
They're very different than I am.
Yeah.
Because try again.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I can figure it out.
We're not trying to fucking raise money for them, and they've been using the wrong hole the whole time.
Right. Try putting it in the front, dumbass.
There you go. But no, their handle for their GoFundMe is Blakely Wants a Baby, which is Blakley Wants a Baby. So if you do have a little
Blakey.
Huh?
Well, you said Blakey here.
Blakely.
Oh, well, you misspelled it.
No,
it's... Is it Blackie? Is that what you had? You racist son of a bitch.
Yeah, I did at the very end.
Blackie wants a baby.
It didn't catch it. But no, it's
that's Callie. That's because you type Blackie a lot on your computer.
It's missing the C.
You're so like, no. I hate this customer, that goddamn...
Oh, that's bad.
And I'm like, watch it.
But anyways, Blakely wants a baby, Blakely wants a baby. You're getting me close to accidentally saying
yeah.
it.
We know how you are.
Yeah, dude, obviously, it's all coming out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for their INF stuff. So if you
IVF.
What did I say?
INF.
Oh, sorry, IV stuff. Anyways, IVF. Okay, cool. But that was my week, and that's all I got. But we got a big show.
Why can't they have a baby?
I'm not asking any questions.
No, I want to, because if I can help.
What are you going to do?
Farting her puss.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah, just...
It might work.
Meef. You're going to meef?
Meef right in her puss.
Yeah, meef it. All right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's what you got to do, Scotty.
I guess. I wouldn't know.
That's the Chinese couple, a year or two ago, that they went to the doctor because they couldn't get pregnant and then found out he was putting it in her asshole. That's a true goddamn story. That's why I'm like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, let's figure this out.
Let's make sure you're doing it right.
Maybe we can do this without donating money.
Absolutely. Just send us some pictures. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding.
I'll need to see some things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just let us know that you're doing it right.
Send us some videos.
I just really want to analyze everything you're doing.
Well, we'll edit them and put them on TikTok.
For sure.
And take everybody's comments and see if you're doing it right.
Absolutely.
But no, we got some sports to get to. But before we do that, we want to give a shout out to our sponsor, which is Manscaped.com. They make excellent products. They even have a new beard grooming product, so you can go to manscaped.com and check that out. But their flagship product would be the Lawnmower 4.0. It is a trimmer for your ball sack, your dick, and your asshole. That is very important, right, JP?
It really depends, man, what you're into. But some guys want it hairy, and some guys want it shaven. Personally, I stay ready. You know what I mean? Because Manscaped's our sponsor. And,
I know.
You know, I stay ready. I use the ball toner. I use everything. I even use the ball toner on my face a little bit, just on the cheekbones.
Yep,
just tightens everything up.
Sure. But they have, it is a great product. It comes with its own docking station. You know a lot about that, JP. Of course,
I know about docking.
Uh-huh. And an adjustable LED light, which is an upgrade to the... Yeah, you got to be... Which,
when I was younger, I would have appreciated.
Yeah, is that right?
It's like the snake light when you're... The lights are all around, I'm a snake light.
That thing. Uh-huh. But they have other products like the weed whacker. They have the manicure kit that Jeremy loves.
I like the adjustable light because whenever I'm shaving my balls, my dad can still work on the car.
Oh, which is great.
That's nice.
Which is great.
That's great. Yeah.
Try it now.
But go check them out at manscaped.com. Use the promo code SIDELINES. Get 20% off of your order and free shipping. That helps you out, helps us out, and lets Manscaped know we are doing all of these commercials word for word. Let's blow through this, baby. Let's get into the sports. We've got some awesome sports news. We've already mentioned it. But it's been a good last couple of days for Derek and myself, and even JP for that matter. And it is safe to say at least that Derek and myself are two very petty individuals.
Do not confuse me with royalty.
I know.
He called me Jeremy.
I know, that's true. but we are both very petty people, and we don't give a fuck. KU basketball team loses to K-State, then loses at home, shattering winning streak at home that was still active. I think it was 17 games. And they lost to TCU. Then they go on the road.
They didn't lose to TCU.
They got the they got blown out.
Decimated.
Yeah, they did. It was awesome.
It was so bad. I was excited to watch because I DVR the news every night because I'm fucking old, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to fucking watch the news. I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to watch sports because I want to see them cover this. And they covered the Chiefs game. They covered K-State winning by 10. No KU coverage whatsoever.
Perfect.
I didn't. You wouldn't have known.
No they way. Played. Are you serious?
Nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing at all. No score. Nothing.
Well.
And I was like, God damn. Now that is an ass whooping.
Yep.
That game was over plenty early.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But then they end up going on the road to Waco and lost to Baylor as well. So instead of having a current winning streak, they now have a current losing streak. And that makes me really fucking happy.
Three in a row.
So the points where this is where Derek and myself become internet trolls to all you KU fans out there. So suck it.
I just say Rock Chalk and whatever team beat the piss out of them.
Is every time.
And it's so fun.
Oh, I shared memes to all kinds of people that said, you know, it's a great day in Kansas when KU basketball is not the best basketball team in Kansas.
Oh, yeah. K-State's ranked above them.
They are. And they look good. Yeah. So we'll see. But moving on, we got to get to the big deal, I guess. Over the weekend, we had some NFL playoffs, and we had some games that I don't know, guys. It was
sad.
It made me sad.
Just the only game I even cared about. I've got no fucking dog in this fight.
I know you don't.
I'm a Denver fan.
Yeah, you won't have a dog in the fight for a while.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me happy about football anymore is when the Chiefs lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And God, there was a chance.
There was a chance.
I mean, they probably should have.
They could have, but I don't know.
Sucked.
I was actually very impressed with Trevor Lawrence. After the game, whenever the game was over, he waited in the tunnel and shook the hands and gave hugs of all of his players and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was way cool.
Yeah, that's
way cool.
He's like, Waffle House? Waffle House?
Yeah.
Waffle House? You paying?
But yeah, and I'm in the same boat as all of you guys. I'm rooting against the Chiefs as well.
Look, I don't like him. I love Patrick Mahomes.
I do too.
I'm a Mahomes fan.
I hate his fucking family though.
I was really super happy that, you know, he was able to fight through what he fought through, and I hope he's better. I hope he plays because I want it to be a good game.
I do too.
I don't want them to have an excuse. Oh, Patrick Mahomes was hurt, and that's why we lost to the Bengals. Because I really, really just want the Bengals to just murder them.
They should. They look great against Buffalo. In the snow, they look fucking great.
In their own elements, out of nowhere. I mean, every play was better than the last. They looked phenomenal.
I was just getting ready to get to that. Josh Allen.
The thing I hate about Mahomes is how bad fucking Chris Collinsworth verbally fillets that fucking guy.
Oh, he's taking the place of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God. I don't think anyone will take Aaron's place.
I don't know.
But I think it's their sister wives. They're sister wives. Oh, my fucking God.
Chris Collinsworth is cringy.
He is pretty cringy.
At the best. Yeah. At best.
He threw that fucking ball that slipped out of his hands in the dirt. And, oh, my God, what an amazing play by Mahomes. Now, here's a guy, he just knows to throw the ball in the dirt. You dumb fuck, he tried to clutch it back.
One time I heard him say, he's only 5'7", but he plays like he's 6'3".
Well, I mean, some people.
That's a fucking very specific.
He was a lineman.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the Buffalo Bills game. I gotta say, I was pulling for the Cincinnati Bengals in this game myself. I was just
because they're fucking 3-0 against Chiefs.
Yeah, that's the only reason I was going for the Bengals is because I think they had the better shot at beating the Chiefs.
I didn't really care who won. I would be happy with either one, but because the
Buffalo's got to get rid of their coaching staff.
They got to do something.
They have to. That's been proven and proven. The Buffalo coaching staff is like the Cowboys quarterback and running back. They've both proven to you.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
They've both proven to you they can't do it. They can't do it. They can't do it. They can't do it. Sooner or later, you got to fix the problem.
Well, the problem is here's the thing. I think it's actually not just it's not that. I really don't think it's.
Oh, they've had horrible coaching.
They lost Dable.
I'm talking head coach. It's been horrible.
Yeah, but they lost their offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. the Giants, and they. I feel like that took them a step back a little bit.
I think it's. I think they're relying so much on Josh Allen to do everything. I mean, look at their running game. Devin Singletary, Nyheim Hines, really? I mean, they could definitely go out and get something. They got James
Cook. Cook's not bad.
Okay.
That's Dalvin Cook's fucking brother, and he's come along at the end of the season. James Cook is not bad.
Great. But
I guess you should watch a football game then.
No, I do, but
oh man, you guys should fight.
Hit him. You have what actually occurred in the game, which was Josh Allen didn't look that great. He really just didn't.
It was also dumping snow.
Joe Burrow didn't seem to have very much of a problem.
That's what was impressive to me.
Okay. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I think, and Stephon Diggs is now fucking pissed. He cleaned out his fucking locker room. I mean.
The whole locker room?
No, his locker in the locker room, sorry. But I see some shit a-flying in the offseason possibly here in Buffalo because they have high expectations. Obviously, you build around Josh Allen. But
which I don't understand.
What?
How does Buffalo have high expectations after what they've been through, going to 4 or 5 Super Bowls, 3 of them in a row, and losing every one of them?
Yeah.
Your expectations have got to, at some point, be like, well, we're never going to get
there. Yeah, but that was like years and years ago.
I get it.
Now they actually take control over their division. There's no more Tom Brady there. They should be the number one team in that division, and they should be in the the AFC Championship every single year, and they didn't get there.
You're not giving the AFC enough credit.
Well, I like the Bills more than I like the Chiefs personally, but
the Chiefs and the Bengals are both 100% better teams.
I didn't say that the Bills are better.
You said they should go to the AFC Championship and win it every year.
No, just to go.
Just to go.
Just to go.
Okay. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But they lost.
They did lose. But the question I was going to ask, there was even some ESPN sports analysts that are actually comparing Josh Allen being more compatible with a Kirk Cousins quarterback.
Not even fucking possible.
Don't even stoop that fucking low. That's just ridiculous. If you get the top 5 quarterbacks in the league, if you leave Josh Allen out of there, I would put him in the top 5.
For sure.
If they wouldn't have canceled that game and Cincinnati would have won, would this game have been played in Cincinnati? I think, isn't that the case? Had they not canceled the Buffalo-Cincinnati game and Cincinnati wins that game?
I
think this week they'd be playing in Cincinnati instead of playing in Kansas City.
Actually, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I don't know.
Because Cincinnati won the head-to-head, so if they would have had the same record, then it would be in Cincinnati.
Okay. I tell you what, it actually would have been Buffalo. But if Buffalo.
Not Buffalo. I'm talking about if Cincinnati would have beat
Buffalo in Kansas City would have had the same record, and then that's why there was a neutral site. But with Cincinnati, the Chiefs actually better record than them.
Did they?
Yeah, or else they would have had a neutral site game for them too, well as Buffalo. So that wouldn't make any sense.
That could be. Yeah, you could be right.
So, 14
and 3. Yeah, because they would have been 13-4.
Right, exactly.
So.
Next game, which probably is my favorite game of the week, San Francisco 49ers end up beating the Dallas Cowboys, and it was an embarrassment.
They both look like crap.
Poor Tony Pollard.
Oh my God, Tony Pollard goes down.
You're done. Because that's the only person on your team.
He broke his leg. And he's going to be a free agent.
Next year.
That's the shittiest thing. He's going into free agency with a broken fucking leg.
I don't know. I think it's probably a decent thing for him. He's going to go to a team where they're gonna make him a star.
Yep. But it cost him money. I guarantee you, off a broken leg, it's going to cost you some money.
Oh, for sure. He's not. Oh, for sure it is. Because they're taking a chance at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, they're going to watch him work out, and they're going to make they're not going to invest that much money into somebody that they're not at least fairly confident can do the job. But you can't control if he gets hit again in the same exact spot or the same exact way, and it just pops back, you know. Mm-hmm. And now you're probably talking about maybe even a career-ending injury.
Yeah, I
You always have to consider that.
I think that I still think that he's in a decent spot to go to a team.
He'll get a good contract. He'll go to a good team, and he'll go to a team that needs him.
Yeah,
that will use him,
And that's what I'm kind of excited because out of all of the players that play for the Dallas Cowboys, he's the only one I like. It was utterly ridiculous. Maher, the kicker for Dallas.
Oh my God.
And you know what? You can say all fucking day long that for that extra point kick was blocked.
It doesn't matter. Even the announcers were like, if you take a look at this angle, you can tell he was going to miss it anyway. They had no reason to do that other than, hey, let's fucking pile it on this piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Here's the worst part about that game. Is had Dallas went down and scored a touchdown with time expiring on the clock, extra point ties the game.
Oh yeah,
what do you go for two?
You have to go for two.
What do you do? Like that was we missed out on perhaps
didn't
the
they
best.
Hire a kicker?
They did, but he stayed, and I don't think they didn't bring him.
No,
like at that point,
that was a mistake.
That is the best decision in football all year. You get to see somebody has to make that fucking decision.
That's cool. That would have been cool. You're right. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, that's McCarthy's job if he makes the wrong call. What do you fucking do? I was so pissed.
You know, looking at it that way, he's probably like, fuck, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God we lost like we lost.
Yeah. Because
I might still keep my job.
Oh, imagine they just do some miracle lateral play and get down there and score. And then it's like, all right. And Dallas is within one. And Mars just like, fuck. and McCarthy's like, fuck.
Oh, God.
But did you see the last play, the last offensive play Dallas made?
Terrible.
What the fuck are you doing, McCarthy?
Like, I get you need to set your guys up in positions to lateral and shit, but a 6-yard dump over the middle to a guy that's surrounded.
Flattened, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fucking flattened.
What the fuck play was that?
I don't know.
The dumbest shit in the world. Oh. It was glorious.
A glorious train wreck is what that game was, man.
So now we kind of have an idea. Now that we know that Pollard is probably going to be moved. What do you think they do with somebody like Dak?
Well, they're going to keep him, and I'll tell you why. Did you not see the press conference where he said he was going to get better?
And he said he was also going to take a pay cut.
I don't
know. Well, he said he was going to get better 3 years ago.
True.
I don't.
And
I don't necessarily know. I think Pollard might stay, and they just might move Zeke to center.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. He's shown some very good promise.
Yeah. Big promise.
Yeah. Well, so let's say Zeke takes a pretty decent pay cut so they could keep Pollard and him around. Because as a 1-2 punch, they are very good together.
If they keep Pollard, they got to get rid of Zeke.
No, if they keep Pollard, I just think you make him the number one, put Zeke the number two. But
I don't think you can do that.
You split carries.
I mean, I get that, but I don't think that Zeke is going to go for that.
He might.
No way, man. His ego's way too big.
It is, but, you know.
Way too big.
The person who I think you actually
try to... He'll want to be traded. It'll be a big... Yeah, you can't do that.
The person I think you need to try to concentrate on getting rid of is actually Dak Prescott.
For sure.
I am tired.
3 years ago.
Yeah. He has a total of 2 playoff wins in his entire career. And with one of the best offenses in the entire NFL... It's just like he can't. I mean, he just chokes every fucking year. And you've got guys that are pissed off at him because that's his offense. He runs it and every single time.
What do you think? Do you think the 49ers look that great?
I think that the 49ers went up against one of the better defenses that they had gone up against up until that point.
I think the Eagles are going to destroy them.
We'll get to that here in a second. Yeah.
49ers have a great defense. So they're the best defense in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
But
it'll be a great game.
Yeah.
It is going to be a great game.
Hopefully, it's the game that I thought I was going to get with fucking Buffalo and Cincinnati.
Yeah, because we did not get that.
No, we didn't. But the 49ers have also already announced that Brock Purdy is their guy.
Is their dude.
And I think that's the right thing to do. I think he's 8-0? He hasn't lost a game.
He's like 5-0.
5-0.
Because Garoppolo won 3 of those. Okay. And now supposedly Garoppolo might be able to come back for the Super Bowl if they make the Super Bowl.
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying it was announced that he might be able to come back for the Super Bowl.
That's
because how much are they paying Garoppolo?
Yeah.
And how much are they paying Purdy?
Yeah, but if you can get, goddamn, if you can win the Super Bowl with Garoppolo and then trade him, Super Bowl winning quarterback.
No, I don't know. That's so shitty to a guy that got you there.
That's his job. He knows if Garoppolo's healthy that he's going to come back.
I don't think you could consider Trey Lance getting you anywhere in the season this year.
Not Lance, Garoppolo.
Okay,
Garoppolo,
but you said all of them did, and that
They all kind of got – I mean, they all were starters, so, I mean, they all got him there. But Garoppolo started that winning streak.
He did, and I agree with that. But Trey Lance was a shit show.
To say Garoppolo.
Uh-huh. So now we got the playoff predictions. Now you currently are sitting with the Kansas City Chiefs at home against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Please. If there's a God, I just want him to just hurt him so bad.
I don't want him to get hurt.
No, just their feelings and their dreams and just crush it into one little ball and then stick it up their ass and wait for it to melt. That's
a good thing for you.
Oh.
No, I'm kind of with you. I hope it's an excellent, excellent game, but somehow on the last second on a miracle fucking play, that Joe Burrow throws a game-winning touchdown or a game-winning field goal or something that just crushes Chief fans.
Which would be awesome, but I think it would crush them more just to get just destroyed because they think they're so good and they're not.
Leave it to me. No, a close loss is much better than a blowout loss. 100% of the time.
I don't know. I like a blowout loss, too. I do, too. Like, KU getting blown out by fucking 21
was way better than them.
Well, yeah, we're rooting for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's just my opinion, I guess. But I'm taking the Bengals. How about you, Derek?
Bengals.
You're taking the Bengals, and of course, JP.
Don't even have to ask.
It's a clean sweep.
I'm the worst son.
Because we're the
my mom is the biggest Chiefs fan ever.
We are so biased on this show. Good Lord.
That's why I hate him so much, because growing up, I would root for whoever was playing the Chiefs because she's such a big Chiefs fan. It gave us, you know, something to root for or whatever.
Sure.
And that's why I hate the Chiefs. My mom loves the Chiefs so much, I hate them.
It makes perfect sense. So now the next game, you've got...
I'm a mama's boy.
I'm sure you are. You got the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Who you got?
Eagles.
Okay, Derek.
I don't even think it's close.
I'm going to take San Francisco.
Really?
I believe in that defense.
Man. And Philadelphia's defense.
Stop Philly.
I think Philadelphia's defense is actually also better than Dallas's defense. I think it's going to be very close, but I also think that Philadelphia's offense is just so fucking powerful.
Dude, they're dynamic.
They are so good.
They are so good.
That is the game that we haven't even talked about because they just beat the living shit out of the New York Giants. Oh,
yeah.
And so,
I hope that's the way that the Bengals do the Chiefs.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Exactly.
That would be so awesome.
So that's the playoffs, but we also have already started hearing talks and rumors about players that are possibly getting traded, and one of them is Mr. Aaron Rodgers being traded out of Green Bay. Have you heard about this?
He ain't going anywhere. Nobody wants his contract.
Actually,
if somebody will pick up Russell Wilson,
it's actually very close, and it sounds like they are very open to this happening. And guess where he is? They're talking about him going.
The Jets.
You goddamn right.
Because he ain't gonna do it.
They've got lots of draft picks. They have a lot of
power already.
Yeah.
They have a lot to build on already.
So it's definitely one of those things that they could do.
I don't think he plays if he doesn't play in Green Bay.
Do you think he follows Brett Favre's footsteps and hamstrings his team for 2 years about whether he's going to play or not and then goes to the Jets like Brett Favre went to the Jets?
And then ends up in Minnesota and actually fucking does decent but doesn't ever win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Did Favre go Favre went to Minnesota first, didn't he?
No, Favre went to the Jets first and then ended in Minnesota and took them all the way to a fucking NFC championship game and then lost.
Maybe.
If I remember correctly.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think he wants to follow directly in Favre's footsteps. I think he wants his own legacy, so that's why I don't think he'll go to the Jets. I wouldn't be, if he goes anywhere, I would say Tampa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one up my sleeve. Yeah, because
they're definitely going to be looking for somebody.
Yep.
I have another one, and it's way out there, but there's already talks about them looking at Lamar Jackson, too. If Lamar decides that, you know, or if Baltimore decides to trade Lamar, But it's,
Lamar can just leave.
He can.
Yeah, he's
free agent. Oh, that's right. He's free agent.
Yeah.
But no, if there was something that would happen with the Atlanta Falcons getting Favre, getting Aaron Rodgers, or they're pursuing Lamar Jackson in Atlanta as well.
I was going to say, Rodgers won't go to a rebuild.
I heard, yeah. But
so he won't go to a
rebuild. He's going to have to go to a team that's ready.
He's
going
to have to go to a team that's ready. For sure. Okay. But last but not least, I saw another Lamar rumor, which I definitely don't like, and that is a trade straight up for Jared Goff and Lamar Jackson. Would you guys take that?
Can't, it's not a trade at that point.
Well, they would do something.
They would trade Goff and sign Lamar Jackson.
Something like that.
I don't think they do that either.
Okay. That makes me feel a little bit better because I don't want Lamar.
I hope they do. I hope they'll do anything to hurt themselves, the Lions.
Since you're a fan. Fuck you.
And I like the Lions, but I hate you.
They're great. I'm glad I'm such a hated piece of shit on this show.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, that is the sports part of this episode. Now we get to move on to the fun stuff. This is overrated or underrated. Send in if you have any suggestions for any of these. And we're going to kick it off with one that's not on this list. We're going to go with overrated or underrated, setting things on fire.
Under fucking rated. There is nothing better. And when, like, my buddy has does fireworks and he gets, like, all the wires to do, like, the pyro and shit, and he'll throw the wires in and it will burn different colors.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you get it, you throw in, a beer box with a bunch of paint, different colors.
Oh, yeah.
Just how fucking high it burns and just nothing about, something about burning shit that's just fantastic.
Yep. How about you, JP?
Definitely underrated.
Yeah?
Yep.
What do you say?
Unless you're talking about assholes.
then that sounds smelly.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
No, man. I love fire.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's fun to set shit on fire, man.
It's entrancing, I mean, too, man. Just to
like I'm gonna do your studio if you have another gay comedian on the show.
You'll be here too.
No.
Okay, fine. No, I actually
they're like Chinese fighting fish. You can't have them look at each other.
Exactly.
Puff up.
As long as there's a piece of glass between us, we'll be fine.
That's fucking weird.
No, that's the only way they see each other when they're visiting in prison.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Like,
so seriously, what's the coolest thing you guys have ever lit on fire? I haven't gone yet. So what's the coolest thing you've ever like lit ablaze?
My cousin's basement.
Really?
Oh my god!
What did you do?
We're stupid as fuck.
Well, yeah.
So you know those giant smoke bombs? They're called mammoth smoke bombs.
Fuck yeah, I know exactly.
They're huge.
Yeah, they're giant,
and they smoke a fuck ton.
Yeah, but they have a flame coming out of them.
Well, if you put it in a jar and then you close the lid, that's not good. Things happen. Oh, like the smoke fills the jar. There's nowhere else for the smoke to go, but the smoke keeps coming. So the jar explodes, and then it sparks pretty good while it's burning. God. And, dude, I mean, yeah. And it was in an apartment.
Oh, even better.
So, yeah.
Way to go.
I was grounded for a long time.
I'm sure you were. How about you, Derek? What is the coolest thing you've set on fire?
It's not really cool, but a whole row of bushes.
Okay. That's, yeah.
My old house, we were redoing the landscaping, and so we yanked out all the bushes with the truck, and I just put them
as one does.
Yeah, and I put them in the fucking back of the, I had a fire pit in the backyard, and I stacked them like, oh my God, it was so fucking high.
Oh, yeah.
And then that fucking flame went so high in the fucking air, I'm surprised the fire department didn't get fucking called.
Yeah.
Because you could see it down the street from the front of the street.
I believe it.
It was awesome. But
it looked like the keeper of the planes.
Yeah. Yeah. We know what yours is. Yours is probably that cross you lit.
Oh, no. Yikes, no.
Which cross?
That's true. You got to
be specific. There were like three of them.
God damn it. That's so awful. No, lighting shit on fire is way, way underrated. The coolest thing that I have ever lit on fire, we lived on 8 acres, and we had a huge-ass fire pit. And after Christmas, my roommate just wanted to get rid of the Christmas tree with the lights on it. So we lit that motherfucker. I mean, it was just diesel fuel all over this damn tree, and it burned in so many pretty colors. It was fucking legit. And then we threw my couch onto it, which was even better. So that's that. Next one, we're going to go overrated or underrated. Conspiracy theories.
Underrated.
Really?
Oh, I love people that like freak out about conspiracy theories. Like, I love them. I they're so funny. We have a dishwasher at work that, dude, some of the shit that he that comes out of his mouth, I'm just like, there's no way you believe that, but he does.
Oh, no, no.
No, he does.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. What was? Conspiracy theories are so, so underrated. And there's maybe some truth to some of them, like the JFK assassination, right?
Some of it might be true.
Some of it might be true. 9/11 was you know, a planned deal. All those ones. But like the ones that are fucking like ridiculous, flat earthers, flat mooners, all of them together. If you get somebody in a really serious conversation with that, you don't sit there and try to shut them down. It's like, you don't believe this, do you? No, you don't do that. You egg them on. You
to get more.
You get more. Yeah. And that makes it so much better. It is so much fun. It's like, yeah. And like birds, man. Birds are fake. Did you know birds are fake?
Yeah, birds aren't real. That's awesome. Those people are my favorite too. Yeah they're
so
awesome.
So those are the ones, and you do. You just keep on poking them and keep on feeding them, and it'll be a very entertaining afternoon. So how about you, Derek?
I'm going to go overrated.
Oh,
I knew he would. Yeah, just to be a dick.
He's just a
time. He doesn't even believe it. You can see it in his eyes.
Some of them are just fucking ridiculous. Like, there's one now that DeMar Hamlin died, and that was somebody else at the game.
Okay.
That they showed. That is a conspiracy theory.
Okay, hold on.
He's actually dead, and he had his mask on, and he did that the heart thing, but he's actually dead, and that wasn't him. Like, it is fucking unreal, the stupidity of some of these things.
Dude.
So I don't know, man.
It
was very shady. It was very
shady.
Didn't he
do some kind of
interview,
though?
No. He never got
a
microphone.
He said he went to the locker room.
He had a huge security team around him. His face was all covered up, and you couldn't tell who it was because he was all covered up.
Because all black people look the same?
No.
Is that what you want to say, Scotty?
That is not.
It seems like that's what you want to say.
But it looks very odd.
Doesn't that seem like that's what he
looks very
odd. Tight blacky.
Exactly.
My God.
That's not cool, man.
It looked very, very odd. So, but I don't have any idea.
Of course it was DeMar Hamlin.
No, I don't know.
See?
Okay.
See, holy that's why crap. Said
I changed my answer, man. Yeah. I changed my answer. Poke overrated.
You dork.
Overrated.
No, it wasn't DeMar Hamlin. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Being a cameraman for a porno movie.
Overrated. You're in a line of fire. Jesus Christ.
And I was going to go overrated, but now that he said that, underrated. I'm not saying anything else. That's all I need to say.
Hey, women squirt.
Well,
it's pee, but they squirt.
That's true.
Well, it's a chance you got to take.
I guess.
I'll duck that Matrix style while I catch the other.
No, it's way overrated. You're not even participating. You're watching other people fuck. That's not fun. Then what do? Do you while you're filming? Do you have like a raging erection and then go off and jerk off in the closet? Like, what do you do?
That's exactly what I do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I still think that's overrated. I don't think it's a good time.
I do that for my morning coffee.
Well, so do I, Derek. But anyway. Overrated or underrated? Answering someone else's phone.
Way underrated. Completely. Yeah. Especially if the person that's calling doesn't know you. Because with my voice, I get busted. If the other person that's calling knows me personally, they'll never believe or they'll know what's up. Yeah. But if they don't know me, oh my God. So underrated.
Especially if you've got a friend that's a girl that's dating the guy that is calling.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that's even better.
That's good shit.
Yes, sir.
This is way underrated. I love doing it. I love doing it to people at work. I love it when customers call and I answer the phone and confuse the shit out of them and be like, no, I called the number. Nah, it's okay. I don't know what happened. You called the wrong number, but I'll get you over to who you need to see. Oh, I'm a dick. But yeah, this is way, way underrated. Derek?
Oh, it's completely underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go along with it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care who it's for. I don't care if they know me. If I know who it is, I'll change the voice.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. I'll go from this to, hello, who this is? What? For real?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, absolutely.
We'll have that conversation. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's my favorite thing in the whole fucking world.
Yeah. Do you ever answer a phone call for your wife, like from work or something like that?
No, she won't let me.
Oh, okay.
I've answered some texts, which have been really fun.
Yeah, this is like basically getting on somebody's Instagram or Facebook and dropping a post. This is very, very underrated. Okay, last one.
How can I help you, sir?
Oh, shit.
Who are you looking for? One moment.
Great. All right.
Hello. Who this is?
Okay.
Last one. Overrated or underrated? Waking up to a blowjob.
All right. I'm going to hang on a minute. I'm saying overrated because that is the weirdest fucking time I've ever woken up, and I'm never staying at your house again, Scotty. I am never again. You pass out one time with your pants on, you wake up with your pants off, and you're just like, oh, hey, Scotty, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, no. How about you there, JP?
I'm going to say overrated because really? Sometimes when they wake up, they don't appreciate it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. You know? This is overrated. This has happened before, and I don't like it. Yeah. I don't.
He claims he was sleep sucking. Yeah,
right. Right. I don't like it.
No. Sorry, I was dreaming I was eating a popsicle.
No, it's just I don't know. First of all, I don't really like to be touched very much at all. I kind of have to know what's going on,
especially when you put.
I have to know what's going on. Yeah. She
and the other thing
that's got to be awkward,
especially when you put your hand on the back of his head.
He hates that. He hates it.
Yeah, yep. It sounds like he's saying Garoppolo.
But. The other thing is...
I don't care. I don't let him breathe.
Unless I've got, like, morning wood, I don't want somebody to start sucking a flaccid dick. I don't... That just can't be fun. So I'm going to say it's overrated.
Can't is a strong word.
Can't. Yeah, I know. All right. Anyways, we're moving on. We're going to go to Google this. This is if we got to play Google. These are actual things that people have Googled throughout the United States. And we get to have a little fun with this. So if we were Google, first question, how do I get a girl to like me?
Money.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only answer. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real answer. But
you become very
much.
There
is no other way, buddy.
Yeah, you become way more attractive.
How about actually like you?
That's it.
Money. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really like spending time with you on your private plane when you fly me to France.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful time riding in your Lamborghini.
How did you get your wife to like you?
Huh?
How did you get your wife to like you?
Money. She was just cheaper.
She was just waiting on him. She was just waiting on him to win Wheel of Fortune. Uh-huh. He said, baby, when they met, he said, baby, one day I'm going to win Wheel of Fortune, and I'm going to make you a happiest woman in Kansas.
That's what happened.
And that's what happened.
She was just cheaper.
She was just cheaper.
Yeah. Some are more expensive. She was less expensive.
That's...
I don't know.
All you really do is you pay for sex. That's all it is. I mean, if you really think about it.
I've never paid for sex.
Yes, you have. Yeah, prostitution should be legal. If you take a girl out on a date and you buy her anything... You're doing this for one motivation. You're paying for sex.
Well, I would say treat her like shit. Don't get a job. Be completely and totally irresponsible. That's how you get a hoe. That's not how you get a girl. But yeah, no, that was. Yeah. How about you, JP? How do you get a girl to like you?
They all like me.
I know they do.
Oh God, they all like me.
They feel safe around me.
Right? Because they feel safe. They're like, no, I'm no threat.
Yeah.
Unless they have a boyfriend, he's cute
and he's all of a sudden a threat.
Exactly. Yeah,
I got my wife from the wishing well at Perkins.
good old Perkins. Next one. Google this. Why do people drink alcohol?
To forget things.
Yeah.
To forget how much life sucks.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah. And then if you drink enough, you might get the balls to kill yourself. That's all I'm doing. I just drink and working myself up to it.
Remind me to buy you a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, absolutely. And bullets. Don't forget bullets. Bullets.
Oh, yeah.
I have a nine.
You technically are killing yourself just at a very slow rate. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's kind of what's happening. There are tons of reasons why people drink alcohol. Children, shitty customers, if you work in retail.
But it's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
You hate your life.
You hate your fucking life. That's exactly right, JP. Is that your answer, too?
No, 100%. I don't think there is any other reason.
I think collectively, as Google, we would do a pretty goddamn accurate job.
Some drinks taste good. I'd say especially the people that drink beer or those... spritzer drinks, the seltzer drinks?
Like,
is that what you got right now?
It's
okay.
No, it's not.
Beer and seltzer drinks, that shit doesn't taste good, man. You hate your fucking life, and when you're drunk, you forget about everything, and you're happy and carefree. And
it's like I drink fucking bourbon and water. Part of that's because like I got too big of a belly drinking fucking beer, so I'm gonna cut the beer out. And then I get hammered, fucking drunk. I'm like, let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
Like that fucking just defeated that whole goddamn purpose.
Yeah,
yeah. I spent a lot more money, and now I'm not gonna remember the second half of this night. I just would have drank a fucking 12 pack, I'd have been good.
One of the guys I work with got really plastered one night and was home by himself and decided he wanted to get some McDonald's, so he Uber Eats McDonald's and then passed out. He said he woke up, he spent over $47
on food, I believe, and
it was all sitting on the front porch. He never got it.
Oh, that's even better. We know a guy that actually got really shit-faced, went to McDonald's and ended up at home with a half McChicken in one hand and a Long John Silver's hat. That would be Jeremy Joseph. all right, next question. Why do men have nipples?
You look fucking weird without them.
Yeah, that's that.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, they don't really serve much of a purpose. But if you didn't have them,
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Why the fuck do we have eyebrows? Because you'd look fucking weird without them. You ever see a picture of an alien? It's fucking weird looking. Not because it's got a dome head or giant eyes or it's 4 foot tall and weighs 28 pounds.
They don't have nipples.
They don't have fucking nipples.
Yeah.
Or butt cracks.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples, I think, is what have been my answer. You just got to take certain pills, and men can lactate, I've been told. So, yeah, you just got to take a lot of drugs.
Okay.
So just going out there.
All right.
How about you, JP? Derek's answer is the best.
Yeah,
it'd look fucking weird, man.
It would. That's really...
Yes. Imagine yourself without nipples.
Yeah.
And then drink a lot and borrow my gun.
It's just terrible.
Somewhere to put the clamps?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. I thought I changed that one, but I didn't. But now I guess it's there. Google this. Huh. I didn't know it was there. But I might as well just let JP answer this one. Are gay people born gay?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to just close that one right up and move on. I didn't know. I didn't mean to put that in there.
I like to think.
I want to. Go ahead. Say something stupid.
I like it when a man is born gay. I like to think he doesn't come out crying. I think he comes out and goes, gross.
Ew. Oh.
Yuck.
Oh.
Give me a pacifier stat.
Somebody give me a warm towel.
Give me a pacifier stat. Oh. And when a girl is born, she just trying to get back in there, just like
or does this?
That's so fucking weird. The very first time that I ever met JP, we were playing poker over at Derek's, I believe, but he was fucking with me downstairs while we were playing cards, and he said that he was actually molested by a really fucked up uncle, and I'm like, no, really? And he goes, yeah, that's why I'm gay. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, no, you fucking idiot.
Not true.
His uncle would get drunk and pass out, and JP'd molest him.
Right. Yeah, that's closer to the truth.
And then he's like, you know what? I think I'm gay.
It turns out I really like sucking dick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I am gay.
This is great.
All right, next question, or last Google this. Why do people get a divorce?
Because they're smart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
If you fucking hate each other, why not?
Yeah, it's better to peel it off early and then go through it and take all of the counseling and stuff. It's like, why?
Yeah.
That's
You're going to drag me to more shit I want to fucking do?
Exactly.
I don't like you. You don't like me. Sign the papers. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I think so, too. I think it has to do a lot with her hiding your shit, like you said last week. You're putting it where it's not supposed to be. And that I think it's totally fine. And you should get a divorce if she does that shit.
Actually, I want to change my answer.
Okay.
Kids.
Kids?
It's the kids' fault every time.
Yeah, I guess.
Every goddamn time.
And she always gets them.
Mm-hmm. Not, it's not even that. It's beforehand. It's their fault.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Everything was great until you come along.
That's, oh God, that was actually me.
You know, I think that it's crazy. You see it more and more. Once kids come and they're gone, once the kids are out of the house, people get divorced.
Yes,
because they don't have anything in common anymore because mm-hmm. it's all been about the kids.
Yeah.
And now they forgot how to love each other. It's sad.
It's also a huge financial burden during a divorce whenever your kids are still not adults.
That's why we don't have kids.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's if you get a divorce when your kids have not reached the age of 18, sure. yeah. the dad gets just fucking ripped. But anyways, all right, we're blowing through this episode, which is kind of good because it's going to be a long night. Okay.
Also, a reason people get divorced is because
they end up turning.
They find me fucking the husband.
That's yeah. what. Yeah. Okay. All right. Questions and preguntas. Again, guys, if you have any suggestions for any of these segments, you can send them to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram. Do follow us there as well. We do post a couple of other things that you cannot see on TikTok or on YouTube as well. So go check us out there.
Exclusive content.
It's just different. It's a little bit different of a platform. So, but then you can also message us and we can look at some of the things that you have suggestions for. First question, you haven't truly lived until you've experienced blank and blank at the same time.
Hookers and blow.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. Winning fantasy football back-to-back years and pissing off the entire league by buying a belt. Derek?
All right. Jerking off and taking a dump.
I said shitting and blowjob.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah,
Blumpkin.
This is a slumpkin. if you jerk off and take
because
a shit.
Because you're doing it yourself, yeah. It's a slumpkin.
It's a slumpkin.
What the fuck? I gotta say, Derek, you have come up with some of the best words on the show.
Slumpkin tells me that people are gonna like that one.
You get meefs and slumpkins.
Yeah, that's a slumpkin, man.
That's not good. Okay.
That's fucking great.
Your life is just really that fucking sad, isn't it, man? Uh-huh. Oh God, damn.
You wanna get drunk later?
Oh, fucking slumpkin.
Okay. So there it is. I don't think anybody needs to answer that anymore. That's done. Next question.
Next question. Mundane activities that should be Olympic events. Parking. 100%. I want the crowd to be absolutely obnoxious for people that don't know how to fucking park. Oh, it angers me. Hmm. How about you, JP?
Bowling. You're the one that says it's a mundane activity.
It's not
a sport.
No.
So
it's definitely not a sport. It's
okay, Netflix and chill.
Oh, all right. I'd do that.
Okay.
That's fine. How about you, Derek?
Racing not to shit your pants. like that race to the bathroom. You might be 5 miles from your house. You might be downstairs in the bathroom upstairs. But it's really all in the dismount. It's that walk you get when your stomach realizes, and it's a scientific thing, when your stomach realizes that it's like, oh, hey, I know this spot. Let's go ahead and shit now. And you're like, no, let's not. We still got to go, and then you got to do that duck walk. You got to pinch your ass cheeks together as tight as you can and hope to God you're going to make it, especially when you undo that first fucking button on your pants or undo that belt, and now it's like,
and then it's
a race. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, did I shit the seat or did I make the bowl? You know? Don't find out till you get up.
It's like a quick draw to take your pants off and sit on the bowl.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the dismount.
When that happens, I always like – When I get up, there's always a little on each side of the You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I didn't quite make it all the way. You know what I mean? It didn't necessarily get in my pants.
Yeah.
But it was up on that part of my leg.
Are you blast the bull so bad it looks like a fucking Rorschach test? Hey, you know what I'm talking about?
I see puppies and rainbows.
Absolutely.
No, but like...
I think that's the Hamburglar.
But I got a question.
Whopper, whopper.
But how do you take two...
Bigfoot. Yes. It's not Bigfoot.
That's right. But how do you take two competitors? Do they have like little like pressure things? That's
porta potty versus porta potty.
Yeah, but they got to be at like the same pressure for two competitors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys got to have to. You eat the same thing, or you get you both take laxative.
Okay,
that's what you do, and then you let it set
and timed,
and okay. then and go. Here we go. It's like Ninja Warrior, but going to take a shit. It's
like. Sometimes I throw cardboard boxes on the stairs just to make myself a little bit more challenged.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to train. You know what gets everybody? Salmon ladder. Salmon ladder, always, dude. That is tough.
That is tough. I have shit myself on the salmon ladder more than I care to talk about.
We need to make this a fucking event. This is goddamn brilliant. Okay. Next question. More money, more blank.
Eggs.
Oh. I did not expect that.
Wow. More money, more eggs.
That's true, too.
I'm rolling in fucking eggs.
That's all you kidding me? I just fucking drive down the highway throwing eggs out. I'm not even at anything just because I can.
Absolutely. I make an omelet and just throw it away.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm not hungry.
Wow. Yeah, that's a very true one. I did shit to throw away. If you have a shitload of money, you're just buying more shit, and you don't even realize how much shit you have until you move. And then when you move, you realize this is going to suck. So that's mine. Mm. JP?
Pool boys.
Fair enough.
More money, more pool boys. That's... And I won't even have a pool. I don't even like swimming.
It's a kiddie pool. You got Bunny the Life.
Yeah, one of those plastic ones. Not even the blood, just the old school plastic molded.
I'm telling you. You got Bunny, sure. Bunny the Lifeguard.
That's right.
You got
that guy. There you go.
It attracts that 22-year-old you were looking for. Okay. Next one. This is actually coming in from a listener. This is coming from a gentleman named Lane Baxter. He wants to know, what is something only people from the Midwest do?
Yank out bushes with their truck.
Yes, they do.
It was actually my father-in-law's truck.
Okay, yeah, because you wouldn't want to use your own.
I didn't have one, but just we burned them together. I can't yank bushes with a Mazda 3, JP.
Well, you could try.
All I do is pull bush with a monster.
So God.
She hasn't been using her Manscaped.
This is actually a real one. Only people from the Midwest, whenever you try to go and say goodbye to somebody, you're there for an additional 15 to 20 minutes every time. It takes you forever to finally leave. And that is a true thing.
Only people in the Midwest have pancake breakfasts
really?
For charities.
Really?
That's a Midwest thing for sure.
Only people in the Midwest eat cinnamon rolls
and
with
chili.
And chili.
So
what
good.
The fuck?
We do that at work. Oh, it's
you
so good.
Psycho
so
fucking
good.
People. Jesus, that's the one thing
I didn't know this, but some people told me that the chicken and noodles over mashed potatoes is a Midwest thing, that's not common all over.
Okay. I don't ever do that.
What? You've never had chicken and noodles over mashed potatoes, man?
No.
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
You guys are fucking nuts.
Dude, you got problems. I knew it. I've known it for a long time. But the more I'm around you, the more I never want to come back.
Go ahead and go, Derek. I got one more.
All right. Eat it, Red Lobster. In a landlocked state, you can get the freshest seafood at Red Lobster and then brag about the cheddar biscuits.
That's true.
There you go.
That hardened and turned to something you could throw at your friends. But the last one I heard about was macaroni and cheese and cottage cheese.
Separate.
Oh, no. Together.
Barf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nuts. Yeah.
I'm interested.
Go for it, buddy. Okay. Last question. Let's see. The new hit TV mashup, blank.
I hate this question.
Yeah?
Because all my references are super old, so if they're not at least 40, they're probably not going to get them.
Give it a shot.
All right.
Go for it.
Charlie's Angels in Charge.
Ah, they'll get that one. They'll get that one for sure.
Okay.
Well, your girlfriend didn't.
Okay.
Or wife, I mean.
Which one?
I don't remember.
I got a good one.
Like Scotty could pull two bitches.
Go for it.
Fuck yeah, I could. Game of the Rings.
Oh, I like it, dude.
Oh, yeah,
I like it. That was awesome. Well, give yourself a little applause.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Thank you.
All right, that's enough.
Scotty Gurman, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to contact Scotty, please text him at 316.
No. But that is actually a porno show, actually. Game of the Ring. That's the only way it could work.
I like that.
How about you, Derek?
Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Doug the Bounty Hunter. Yes, sir.
Not even Quail Man. Just Doug.
Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Doesn't bring pork chop. No. Just Doug.
Just Doug.
Is he always running after Roger Klotz?
No, he's running after fucking fugitive.
Okay.
He's a bounty hunter.
Oh, okay.
Jesus fucking Christ, Scotty.
Yeah. Pay attention, man.
God damn.
Does he bring Patty Mayonnaise with him?
No, he tries to smash it.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, he's still trying to get in them guts.
little ass dick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is questions and preguntas. Now we get to move on to a new segment that we don't have a box, but we do have something. I wanted to tell everybody.
Catches the fugitive, and then they go eat a honker burger after.
Yeah, honker burger. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to move on to what's in the box. We did get a package for Jeremy Joseph whenever he does come back for an episode. We're going to hold off on, obviously, open that without him. It's actually addressed to him, so we'll give it to him whenever that happens. So I just wanted to let you know. But we did not get a box.
I actually sent it. It's a naked picture of myself.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You can put it with the rest of them.
You're in your LAD. We got a
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, no, little ass dick. But no,
you did wake up blowing me that day.
Okay,
it looks like a wedding invitation or something.
I'm scared that's exactly what it is. It really does. If you're listening,
I like how you got a knife out to open an envelope.
Yeah, I know.
It's got tape all the way on the sides. You jackass.
Oh my god, I've never seen tape before.
No, it's like
how do I get through this barrier?
Tape.
It's actually like
what do you call this stuff?
It's tape? Actually the good stuff too.
It's the good tape.
Yeah.
Doesn't look ducked to me, Scott.
But this is from Heather Hale. She sent this to us. We're going to kind of, I don't want to destroy it because I kind of want to keep it.
Well, then you shouldn't use the knife.
Yeah. I did use the knife. Okay.
Is that Martin Luther King?
Yep.
It's a wedding invitation.
Heather and Jeff.
Let me see the guy.
Yeah. Good looking dude. Good looking couple.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'll be there.
Oh, man.
Where's it at?
I'm looking up. Oh, no.
Way away.
Yeah. Away. Wedgwood Sequoia Mansion in Placerville, California.
Mansion in California sounds nice.
It does sound nice.
Are they paying to fly us out? Because if they're going to pay to fly us out, I'm fucking there.
Yeah, that might change my thoughts.
I feel like if you're going to get a celebrity to come to your wedding, which is obviously what they're trying to do, then they should at least pay your flight on the way out.
You know what I think they're trying to do is you've seen this trend now where you just send very rich people wedding invitations, and then
they're trying to get us to buy them. They picked the wrong people.
Yeah, so I think they
jokes on them.
I think they got a little nitro. Scotty might.
Yeah, there you go.
We got plenty of them. So we
could send them. We could send them a little nitro and a couple snowboard bindings
and a bag of gummy dicks
and a bag of gummy dicks. There you go.
Over there.
Happy wedding.
But thank you very much both to Heather and Jeff. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I don't think any of us could. We all have full-time jobs. I'm pretty sure we're booked, but...
Are they registered?
It looks like he's a sex offender.
Has to.
He's got
to
be registered.
If they're anywhere near a school.
Yeah.
But Heather and Jeff, do reach out to us on the show. Send something to us on Laughing on the Sideline on Instagram, and we'll at least give you a shout-out or say hi or something like that. But
for sure.
Congratulations to both of you. Congratulations on getting married. Jeff, I'm going to try to talk you out of it just so you know.
You should, because it's not worth it.
It's hot. But anyways, congratulations to both of you. All right.
It says HJ on the back of it. I thought for sure that was getting a hand job.
I thought when that envelope opened up.
I'm like, this is going to be the coolest pop-up card I've ever seen. Love Pop has taken their game up a notch.
I mean, it was an
invite. They're going to sell tons and tons of those things.
It was an invite, but for something else. But thank you very much to both of them, Heather and Jeff. I hope you guys have a great wedding. Now we get to move on to and live happily ever after and stuff. Now we can move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is our Laughing on the Sidelines draft. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. We drafted last week the worst gifts to give your spouse for Valentine's Day. JP won.
Yeah, baby. Where's my applause?
What? Oh, sorry. My bad.
Come on.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
That was the wrong one. That was the wrong one.
Damn it.
Did you want
that's
one?
That's the one I wanted.
Okay. But anyways, yes, JP ended up winning with divorce, I think, was the best.
I thought it was the box set of Everybody Loves Raymond that over the top.
Okay, that's very true. But Derek came in second, and I came very close to passing Derek, but I came in last. Surprise, surprise. This week's draft, I think, is going to be kind of a fun one. This comes from Derek. This is going to be our favorite places or restaurants that have closed down. So this is basically any restaurant or chain or store that has closed down. And I get first pick this week. Derek gets sandwich picks, and JP gets the championship picks back to back. My number one pick, there is technically one of these that is still open.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Nationwide.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Nationwide
oh,
is
I hate
going
you
to be
so much.
Blockbuster
God
video.
Damn it. Scratch that out.
That is the best one. There is something about walking into those those places and seeing everything on the wall that was just so much more personal.
It was so freaking awesome.
Be kind, rewind signs were everywhere. Oh, it was a fucking great time. But that's the best one. Derek, you get second pick.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know.
Pete's Mugs and Jugs.
Pete's Mugs and Jugs. God, I miss that place. I don't know what I miss more, Pete or the Jugs.
Is that a real place?
No, I was fucking with you. Like, you're writing it down.
He's right.
Well, both of them are older than me. Maybe this was like a local place that I had no fucking idea about.
Pete's Mugs
and Jugs. That sounds like an overweight strip joint. That's what I always thinks it was.
Sal's House of Beef.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. You get a real pick.
All right. I drove to Kansas City because they had the band playing at a bar and somebody bought it.
Yeah.
And I had birthday parties there as a kid and I loved it. It was, I don't know if you guys had one out here. Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, you mother. I'm done. I'm out of here, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me,
bro?
Did you
guys have one?
You really said Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah, when I was a kid,
that's where I went. Oh, look, man. Look, my number one pick, bro. You prick.
That sucks.
Oh, I love that
place. Well, he took my number one.
I know.
When I was a kid, there was a bar in Kansas City just like 3 years ago, the Rock-A-Fire Explosions, the band. And they had it reprogrammed to like new songs.
Oh.
And it was a barcade. So I sat there and drank and listened to fucking
so
the Gorilla
bear,
and
the,
shit.
The bear, his name was Billy Bob.
Yeah. And then they had the Gorilla, which was what?
The Red Lobster on the east side used to be a Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, was it?
And there's a big room in the back that is still painted up. And there's Billy Bob and the Gorilla.
Yeah.
They're all in that room. We called it the Billy Bob, and whenever you wanted to go just take a break or whatever, you went to the Billy Bob.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that was like, we had my birthday parties as a kid.
Damn. Okay. Cool. Right on. You know, I won last week.
You did.
And I'm not going to be here next week.
No, you sure?
So why win?
Yeah, we do.
I don't think very many people are going to remember what that is.
That
was my joint as a kid.
While you said that, we might as well let everybody know. Next week, we have a new guest that's going to be coming on, Derek.
What?
Who do we got coming on?
That's not me. I've been here.
I've been here for years.
Who's coming on next week?
Mike Baldwin.
Yes, he's a traveling comedian.
Awesome guy.
Yep, he'll be on next week, so tune in for that.
Not as cool as me.
Okay.
Cooler. But.
Right. But yeah, JP, you get two in a row there, dude.
Oh, great. I don't know if I have two left. Okay, let's go with Bennigan's.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
The best Monte Cristo that money could buy.
Okay.
And Radio Shack.
Oh, fucker.
That was a good one. Ooh, this is going to be competitive.
It was.
Good call, Derek. I dig this draft. Okay.
Okay.
You got your second pick.
Another place that I used to spend a lot of birthday parties at as a child. Oh. Aladdin's Castle.
God damn it, you motherfucker. I wanted the goddamn arcade, you piece of shit.
Well, you got the video store, you fuck stain.
Yeah.
Aladdin's Castle. Good one.
That's my joint.
What cracks me up is that I don't even know if that's like an actual chain of arcade
companies. It was.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Or just everybody was like, hey, let's open up an Aladdin's Castle in the mall.
It was for sure a chain.
I grew up in Illinois and we had them there.
Hey man, they have the arcade now here.
I know.
It's awesome. Cool.
They're getting ready.
It's moving.
It's moving. Bigger.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen pictures and it looks.
It's dope.
Dope.
It is.
This one broke every little kid's heart. it did. And that was the place where you went and got all of your toys. And that would
Perkins. They're still around.
Perkins.
That would be Toys R Us.
Damn it.
It's always great to be a Toys R Us kid. Cool. Kid. I don't know. I'm almost positive that a lot of people will remember this, but maybe some people won't. This was one of my favorite places to go in the mall, and that is the Suncoast Motion Picture Company.
Yeah.
That place was dope as shit.
It was cool.
So
when it was relevant, it was badass.
Yeah, it really was.
For sure. It's a lot like Blockbuster.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Except they had music.
Yeah, they did. And they had
what
like,
was
they
the
had
place
record,
on North Rock Road that had it was only music?
There's a few of them, but I'm not going to tell you right now.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, what was it called?
None of your.
Oh, it was such a cool place,
none
man.
None of your goddamn business.
Oh, you.
My turn now?
Yes, it is.
All right. Say well, it. Since JP's on to me, I've got it written down right here. Musicland.
Oh, that's it. How can I not think of that? Musicland. Yeah. Prick.
It was them and Camelot.
Yeah. Oh.
I've got one just like sitting in the balance,
yeah, that,
and I just
sitting right there. I was like,
I just don't know if it was just a place here in town. So I'm holding on to it, but yeah,
all right.
We can hold on to this, motherfucker.
JP, you get two.
All right, the first one I'm gonna go with Joyland, which
is a local
amusement park that was, man, every school, we took school trips there once a year at least.
Yeah, I got tetanus there. It was great.
Yeah, man. The first time I ever kissed a girl was in the Wacky Shack at Joyland.
And you were like, I'm gay.
And yep, that's all it took. Yeah. That's all it took. Then she took her penis out and it was, you know,
and then
it
later
was
love. On,
wow, I didn't know that was a thing back then. That
right,
was back
it wasn't. That's why it happened in the Wacky
that
Shack.
That was basically in the 70s, bro. Yeah,
no, it wasn't that long.
And then later on, jerk. That actually became the coolest thing JP burned down.
The Wacky Shack.
No, for those of you guys that don't know, that aren't in our area, go ahead right now and stop and Google pictures of Joyland. Because you'll get
it was an awesome place.
You'll
man.
Get creepy now.
Well, that's the thing. You'll
now
get
they,
both.
They did that drone video where they flew that drone in there. It was creepy as shit.
That is here in Wichita, and it was in the heyday. It was fucking legit as far as like a small.
Would you spend the night out there for $1,000?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hell yeah. I'm not scared of that.
$1,000? Fuck you.
Fuck, I'd do it.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Not for $1,000.
You would do it though, Scotty, for $1,000?
I'd do it for $1,000.
Do you think we could find somebody to sneak out there and murder him while he was there?
It is pretty sketch. Yeah. It is really
that's worth $1,000 to me.
Actually, I don't know. They may have already torn it down because I know they were talking about it for a while. But it looked like Pripyat being abandoned. It's fucking crazy.
All right. So far, I have Bennigan's, Radio Shack, and Joyland.
You got one more.
Oh, it's me again.
Mm-hmm.
You get. You said Joyland. Okay, yeah. I forgot to write.
I'm gonna stick with the local places and go Barnacle Bill's Fantasy.
That
was the place to be when I was in high school, man.
Oh dude,
it was awesome.
It was kind of a local water park here. Yep. And it was pretty legit. They had a slide called the Thunder Plunge. It was dope.
Yeah,
I'm kind of the same age as you fucks. Derek,
ESPN Zone.
Ooh, I don't even think I ever saw that place.
Oh, they were dope.
They had one in the Dallas airport for a while.
They had. I went to the one in where did I go? Chicago. It was fucking cool as shit. It was like a restaurant, but they had it was fucking cool. They had TVs fucking everywhere, like recliners you could sit in and watch games. And
mm-hmm.
It was dope.
Awesome.
Okay. I do not know if this was a chain or not, but I know we had one here. And that was DZ Discovery Zone.
Yeah, that was a chain.
Yes! Oh, success!
Discovery Zone. I was too old for Discovery
Zone. Dude, that place was awesome. They had like ball pits and stuff like that. And then
you'd have loved it.
Yeah, you would.
Turns out I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the ball pits.
Yeah, that's when you should have found out you were gay.
Yeah.
And I am going...
Dip me in the toner and throw me in the ball pit.
Shit. I guess I'm going to end with one. I just never really... I never really went to it, so I kind of don't want to pick it. Ooh, I will pick this one. I know this one's a chain. You would go and get all of these fucking like second. It wasn't secondhand. They're all new, but it's Stephen Barry's.
Like, oh, t-shirts, yeah, Stephen Barry's.
Yeah.
It was like the what is that other store that's like that now?
Okay, now. God damn it.
No, it's open now.
Yeah.
Old Navy.
Kind of, sort of.
It was so much like Old Navy.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
cheap ass clothes.
It was cheap ass t-shirts and stuff like that. But they had like custom shirts and stuff.
Being a gay, I have a little bit more class.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. But that's the one I'll wrap up. I've got a couple that are in my honorable mentions though too. Derek,
I have another toy store, but I'm not going to do it.
That's the one I was going to take.
KB,
KB.
That's the one I grew up with, but I won't take it because you already took a toy store.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There was a store that I think it was a chain, but it was when I moved out here and I thought it was pretty cool because that's the only place I could get Beavis and Butthead shirts back in the day.
Oh,
it was called Gadzooks.
Yes, Gadzooks. I forgot about that shit.
Now it's Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
But it's a different owner. So it counts.
It wasn't gothy weird.
No,
it was, but it was very like the stuff you found there. You could never find anywhere else.
Right. Yeah. All right, JP, this is your last pick. What do you got?
Oh, boy.
Why the whole list got crossed off?
Because we did this. This is a great draft.
Tough. I didn't use my phone.
Man, you guys took
everything. I had to get reminders after the first three.
I had to go off the dome.
I'm going
to
go with one more restaurant.
Okay.
I think it's a national chain. Semolina's.
I don't
think like the pasta. Semolina's pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It was way out, like, Northwest, I want to say.
I don't think I.
Oh God, it was delicious, man. Yeah. I'm a pasta freak.
Well,
I love Italian food.
And
it was so good.
There's some that I do not know if they still exist because a lot of these places like restaurants and stuff like that went out of business after COVID hit. So like Macaroni Grill, I just know that there's not one here.
They still have them.
Okay, then
they may still have Semolina's somewhere too.
Okay. But another one I was going to put up there, get your phones away from the microphones, you dorks. Hollywood Video was the competitor to Blockbuster.
Yep.
That was one. Family Video was another one. And one of the last Family Videos was actually here in Wichita. It closed.
Where I grew up in Rose Hill is called Videotech.
Oh, okay.
That's obviously closed now too. But it was the best place ever. They used to have a card. Where a punch card and buy one game, rent one game, get one free, or rent two games, get one free, or one free game, and you could use a punch once a week.
I think it
was awesome.
Yeah, but the one that I was gonna pick, but I didn't because I don't ever go there. Payless, like the shoes.
I think it's still around.
I was gonna say Sears.
It was actually 22. Oh fuck! But they're kind of still around.
Yeah,
are they really?
Yeah, not a lot of them, but they're around.
Not at malls.
Before, I know that a lot of you don't remember this, but before the interwebs.
Yeah, there was a Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Man, and that was the best time of year when the Christmas catalog came out.
Because that bitch was thick.
Oh, man.
And the toy section was huge.
If you look in the adult section, all the underwear models.
Yeah, bras and underwear.
God, I jerked off to the Sears telecatalog more than I care to mention.
The bras and underwears?
The underwear.
Oh, okay.
I was young, man. So, seeing a guy in his underwear did it for me.
Okay, that's fair. How about you? Any honorable mentions at all?
Man, not really that I can think of off the top of my head. I was just scrolling through looking at a list, but
I wish
they were all pretty well. Like KB Toy was, you said that. Hollywood Video was one that I had, but I didn't want to do anything that was like kind of the same thing.
Yeah, no, no, it makes sense. That's the number. That's the 101, and it's not even close.
Shakey's Pizza, I guess, but I don't think.
What was that massage parlor that was on Pawnee and Oliver?
Pete's.
Yeah. Pete's Mugs and Jugs.
No, that's right. No, it's Pete's Massage.
Pete's Massage.
He was a mogul. He's a mogul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you work there, JP?
Not long enough.
I believe it. But anyways, guys, you can go to Laughing on the Sidelines on Facebook.com/Laughing on the Sidelines, and you can vote by clicking on the corresponding emoji for the list that you like the best.
Please
for.
Don't let Scotty win. I know he's got a great list.
Come the fuck come on, bro.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yes, he does. I deserve it way more than Derek does.
Go fuck yourself. Circuit City.
I could still win
Circuit
this.
City Circuit City was another a good one. Yeah. But yeah, you can go, that is normally uploaded on Wednesday by around lunchtime, and whoever wins gets a pat on the dick. There you go. From JP. You won. You need to fellate yourself. You're supposed to do that.
Done and done.
All right. Good thing it was off camera. Derek and I had to held his legs down.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, I couldn't suck it by myself.
Right. All right. But now I get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Luxury Flush, where they encourage slumpkins. And this week's shitty situation, I had to look up a brand. This week's shitty situation.
You're no Jeremy.
I know.
You know what, man? Try not to make jokes anymore.
I'm trying.
Just host the show.
That's the worst part.
Nobody wants to ask the gay guy anything, so I'm
know.
Trying.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
I could ask you what Wiz used to ask gay people.
Yeah, when you brush your teeth,
yeah.
Do you do it like normal, or do you just hold the toothbrush and go like this?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite jokes. That's a favorite fucking great. Jokes.
Wait, whenever you fucking, brush what's he say? Whenever you finish, do you spit or do you swallow?
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Fucking Chris Winslow has that line. It's fucking fantastic. So how do you brush your teeth, JP?
Like Chris says.
All right. Well, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines comes from Derek. So, Derek, take it away, dude.
Huh?
Yeah, these are your ideas.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Would you rather? What were we talking about?
Do you not remember? No, this week's Laughing what Inside. Was it? The shitty situation is you have to go to the bathroom and it is an emergency.
Yeah.
So would you rather duck walk, get really, really close and not make it and shit your pants? Or duck walk and barely make it, but you give yourself a slumpkin and somebody catches you in the act.
Yeah, you're in the public bathroom in this situation.
This is totally a Walmart type area.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm shitting my pants.
Really?
I've done it multiple times. I talk about it on this show. Sometimes you trust a fart. And it's not. The only problem is that this sounds like it's some pretty explosive stuff. And so I just got out of going to Walmart. So, yeah, I'm going to take that. It'd be weird just in the fucking bathroom stall and no.
God damn, how hard are you jerking off, Scotty? Jesus Christ.
You're going to rip that little thing right off.
Yeah.
No, just vigorously. Vigorous. You got to do it vigorously and a half-flaccid penis. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
So I hear.
Yeah. But no, I would much rather.
Why Scotty never tries to suck his own dick?
No, yeah, exactly. No, dude, I'm one of those people that if I'm jerking off, like the door's got to be locked. There's no way my wife can get in there. Like I do not want to be walked in.
I don't
want to
fuck her. I just want to jerk off.
No, it's just like it's my private time, man. It's my private time.
Scotty's private time.
That's my private time. I don't want to be in a bathroom stall. How could you get a erection in a bathroom stall?
Okay, man. Yes.
JP's got many.
Yes,
I
could.
Made $3,000 at the casino.
I just made a grand at the casino.
That's right. I forgot. My bad. But anyways, how about you, JP? What would you rather do?
Well, I have to say that I would rather get caught giving myself a slumpkin in the bathroom because, I mean,
yeah,
you know, why not?
Why
half
not?
The time if they catch you, they're going to want to join in.
Half?
Oh, half.
The percentage, it sounds high.
Well, it does sound high, but you've never given yourself a Slumpkin in the bathroom before at Dillard's, obviously.
No, I have not.
Okay.
This is Walmart, JP.
This is Walmart. That's even better. Those people have nothing to live for.
Plus, Walmart's still open. I think Dillard's is closed.
You look down, you see those little slippers underneath the door, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're in. Yeah, it's on.
It's on.
Get caught.
They got Hey Dudes on, something like that.
Definitely better than shit in your pants.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done both, and definitely the Slumpkin.
Oh, really? I told you got kind of loose down there. Mm. Anyway.
Happens.
Uh-huh. Derek, how about you?
I'm going to go with the Slumpkin.
Of course you are. Yeah,
I have to. I have to, man. I'd rather get caught jacket off than get caught shit in my pants.
Oh, for sure.
Because one's a lot easier to clean up. And I think at that point, I mean, it's kind of worth celebrating the photo finish.
Either way, really it's going to make for an awkward photo.
Yeah, one way or the other.
I don't know, man. You're
I'll look like one of those roller coaster photos. Where you're like,
Just surprised that somebody opened the door.
I don't know. This is going on social media, I think.
That'll get taken down.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, you get caught. Picture of you jerking off, that gets taken down.
Yeah, for sure. Every time.
Yeah, that was my profile picture.
I guess that one lady
did
shit herself at a hair salon place.
Oh.
That was bad.
That went viral.
Way viral.
It sure did. So, yeah, I'm still sticking with it. You're at Walmart. They sell underwear there. It happens to all of us.
Yeah, but eventually, you got to get out of there and go get that underwear.
Yeah, just throw the underwear away and then go commando for a couple of aisles. And
if
then
it's that bad,
if it's that bad, you're throwing more than your underwear away. I mean, this is bad. This is pants material.
Borderline socks.
I mean, yeah, you may have to toss the socks.
Just take all the toilet paper, turn it into a toga party through Walmart, and then just keep go shopping, and it's okay, man.
A one-ply toga party.
That's right.
That sounds like my kind of toga party.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. JP, you've been excellent the last couple of weeks,
man,
buddy.
I sure appreciate you having me on much as you have, and I can't wait to come back.
You will. Yep. And we've kind of talked about it. It's kind of going to be a little bit of a rotation. It's nice because JP is homeless and doesn't work very much, so it works out. He gets to
I live 3 minutes from here now.
Do you really?
Yeah, man.
Fucking A. So it's
3 minutes to get here.
Pretty convenient. And I know that eventually Derek's going to be gone for baseball, and so we're going to have a lot of the same guys. Jeremy's already interested in coming back and doing a couple of shows before too long, so we just want to give him some time, and then also have some new comedians. Like next week we're going to have Mike Baldwin on. He's the traveling stand-up comedian. I think he mainly goes between Kansas City and Wichita for the most part.
He goes everywhere.
Well, all right. Well, we'll see.
Slumpkin after Slumpkin after Slumpkin.
That's right.
He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's a great dude, too.
But we'll have him on next week, so can't wait for that. But, guys, thank you guys so much for continuing to share this podcast. Me and JP are seriously trying to talk Derek into doing a recording of the LAD.
Oh, we got to do it.
We got to do it, bro. Come on. I'm putting you on the spot.
We're going to put you in the studio.
Studio and everything.
We're going to lay down the tracks.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It'll be great.
We'll talk him into it.
I know, hopefully. But thank you guys so much for sharing that TikTok and commenting. That helps us out a lot. That helps us grow. We got a ton of new listeners. So if this is your very first time listening to the show, hope you had a great time.
I'm not black.
He's not.
Or muscular, apparently.
Or straight.
Or straight.
That's right. But thank you guys so much. Keep on doing it. And as we always like to say, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
we hope you wake up to Scotty giving you a blowjob, and right after he swallows your load, you have to listen to him babble on about snowboard bindings for hours.
If you don't like us,
just tell your enemy.
And until next time, guys,
Showbiz Pizza, where a kid can be a kid.
Until next time,
keep laughing, asshole.
Fuck you, Derek. We will see you later. Take care.